and welcome to the Tailgate Tour, coming your way live from Cedar Rapids, Washington, as we get ready for a very interesting game tonight. Week four of the season getting underway, and we will have on 1600 AM Cedar Rapids, Washington, and the Linmar Lions going at it about 7 o'clock tonight. Again, that will be on 1600 AM. John Haggerty, Jeff Moss, and I with the call coming your way on a very warm night. Shouldn't be that bad once the sun goes down and everything gets ready to go for football. The sophomore game could be a little bit warm, but make your plans to be out there tonight. And if you can't, make sure to tune in right here on KGYM. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes with you here at Washington. A big thanks to all our great sponsors for helping us out with the Tailgate Tour. They are behind us. We, Mark, not being our first rodeo, are in the shade here at Washington High School.
Well, I was happy you got out here early and snagged this bench under a tree. It feels good.
It does feel good.
This is obviously the warmest tailgate we've had so far. This is our third outing, and really happy to be at Washington High School today. Talk to some of the cavalcade of coaches. Megan Lewis batting leadoff.
Batting leadoff for us today. Girls swimming and diving here at Washington, and you were just in the pool, you said.
I was just in the pool with some of my students. The water feels good. My girls won't say that, I'm sure, shortly when they hit practice, but oh well.
Driving over here, Megan, I was thinking probably a couple, 3 years ago when you were telling us that you were so young and inexperienced and whatnot. The good thing is those kids grow up, right?
That is actually the best thing about our program right now, is those girls a couple of years ago have certainly grown up, and I have a very large group of seniors, but they're doing a really nice job leading the team of a lot of talent right now. And
well, you were waiting for this year, and now you're starting to see the fruits of your labor at this point.
Yeah, we really were, and this is kind of the team that a lot of people have talked about for a long time, but certainly what you do with that and what you do with those pieces is important and critical along the way, and so trying to put all those pieces together.
How have things gone so far for you?
Pretty good so far. We've had 5 dual meets. We're 4-1. We had a tough loss on Tuesday night against Dubuque Waller, a very talented team. They're also young, but a very talented team, and other than that, we're, you know, like I said, we've got a large group of seniors who are really talented. Last year we qualified somebody in every event to the state meet. We didn't graduate anyone, and this year we obviously had the all returning, and we gained back someone that we had lost, and we gained some talented freshmen, and it's all the pieces right now.
It sounds like everything is there, the foundation anyway, to get things rolling again.
It is, and it's fun to see the girls working together as one group right now. It's probably the most cohesive team that I've ever coached, and certainly I've coached a lot of squads, but they get along, they're working hard, and they kind of have their eye on the end prize there.
We have been able to set some, probably a lot of PRs, but any pool records or
no pool records yet. I would anticipate highly that quite a few will come down at the end of the season when we're fully rested
and ready to go. And well, who's done a good job for you so far? Who are some of your top ones?
We have a lot of top ones this year, actually. Jenny Hughes is a senior, and she's back and probably stronger than before, even though she was a state qualifier. Emily Nelson, Delaney Toma, Lauren Havertape is super talented. Jill Hughes is falling right behind in that junior class, and actually Ayla Taylor is a diver and junior, and she's really come on well in the offseason. And then a really good group of freshmen. I mean, I've got 6 freshmen on the varsity squad alone, with Lila and Elsie Novak, sisters, and then Emma Sorg and Sophie Lenzer and Sydney Jones, and just quite a lot of girls. So,
how do you develop divers, or do they just show up at your doorstep?
That's an excellent question. I have a really, really good diving coach who's very good at that. Gymnastics background is helpful to some, but sometimes it hurts a little bit. We've got a girl who's it's hard to go in head first into the water, and because of gymnastics, and so sometimes that hurts and sometimes that helps. But Ayla Taylor, who I mentioned, worked a lot in the offseason down at the University of Iowa, and boy, she looks really good on the board right now.
Do you see diving being continued for some time?
I do. Girls is pretty high interest, and the way we kind of look at it is it's really just one event of the entire piece, and not getting rid of that one piece.
Well, I'd love to see the guys bring it back, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen either for a variety of reasons. So,
yeah. You just go on with it, right?
That's exactly right. You just kind of deal and go, okay, this is what we've got instead. So.
Well, it's even harder here at a school like Washington with all the great divers, yeah. Olympic divers, All-American divers that they've had throughout the history.
Yep, and actually that's one of the reasons that I'm so blessed is my coach Don Baer was an All-American here and diver here, and so he has that history and that tradition and understands what warrior diving is all about.
What do you have coming up on your schedule?
We have Kennedy on Tuesday, and I expect a good fast meet. We'll be there for them, and then Linmar the following week. Next weekend, we're out in Des Moines for an invite, which we've traditionally done really well in the last few years, so I would anticipate the same again this year, and then we'll start getting into championship season.
Mm-hmm. It goes very quickly as far
it
as
does
swimming.
Go. It goes really quick. It's just a quick 12-week season, and in that time, you've got to get some girls in shape who aren't in shape, and you've got to get them trained and ready to go, and then rested back down and ready to go for your fast meets. And putting all of those pieces together is important on how you're going to do as a team at the end of the year.
I want to focus on your program, but I wonder, Ruby Martin at Iowa City West, a nationally renowned, just missed the Olympics. How does that affect other programs?
It's an excellent question. You know, certainly there's a lot of talk about should she or should she not be swimming. And from a coaching's perspective, and there's not a single coach I've talked to, we all believe she should be swimming high school. We believed it 3 years ago, and we believe it now. She brings a lot of kind of jaw-drop awe, which is really nice for a sport like swimming, which isn't super big in the grand scheme of sports. And so to have someone like that that can kind of help lead that charge, it brings more girls to the programs and that type of thing. I mean, I don't think our numbers are a reflection of her swimming, but we've got the largest numbers that we've ever had. And when you start thinking about that, and it builds programs.
Yeah, it really does. And it can't help but they say there's no such thing as good, you know, good publicity is great, and she brings it, and who knows, she may get other swimmers and divers to get into the high school ranks where I'd love to see them in there.
Yeah, exactly. And there's certainly coaches out there who believe in not doing high school swimming and doing club swimming instead, and obviously I'm biased as a high school coach, but I think you get that team aspect that you never get anywhere else that you go, and you all put on the same suit and you put on the same cap, and you're going one team against one team, and there's a lot to be said for that, for positivity for both the athletes and the fans alike.
Biggest numbers you ever had. That's got to sound good.
We have 58 on our squad, which is it's a huge blessing to be able to have that large of numbers, because there's a lot of things you can do with that. Certainly finding and figuring out lineups is sometimes a little harder, trying to find places for everybody. We firmly believe in our program that everybody competes in at least all of our meets in town, so trying to balance that is important, but we tend to work it out.
Can you look down to the lower levels? Is this just a cycle you're going through, or is it maybe for the long term for Washington?
I'd love to say long term. The girls that I had just come in as freshmen this year are very, very fast. Mm-hmm. And I've got a group of girls right behind them that are just as talented. So I would hope that we can ride this. This is the year, though, that is depth and talent all wrapped in one. And it, like I said, it's kind of been the team that everybody's kind of talked about for a long time. So hoping that we can maintain that momentum as we go along through our years.
What does it look like around here in the MVC and then statewide as far as some of the you'd like to be up there with the top teams? Who else is going to be up there?
Ames is hard to touch in the state. Dowling is kind of right behind them, and those are kind of the two top teams in the state. And then you've got a cluster right after them. You've got Cedar Falls, who we've beaten in a dual meet. You've got Dubuque Weller, who we just lost to. We've got us right in the top. Waukee, Johnston, those are all teams that are going to be hard, but it's kind of in the mix there for who's going to come after Ames. So it'll be certainly a fun race at the end, and who puts who in relays and who puts who in what events and that type of thing.
If you can pile up the points in as many events as possible, sometimes you don't need those elite athletes.
That's exactly
you pile
right.
Up seconds, thirds, fifths.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because it is just about points, and if you can have as many points as possible, then that's the team who wins.
Yeah. I know the boys, they swim for Biff.
They do Valley. Swim, yeah.
Now, do you have something with Valley?
I don't know.
You guys got to get something going.
I know. We talked about swimming in Waukee because they're the Warriors also. And,
right.
So that's certainly been tossed around, and it's still kind of being looked at for the future. So.
Got to get something going.
I know.
Big traveling trophy.
It is, and it's a big meet to get up and swim fast for. And.
Yeah. Well, we'll let you get back in the pool. That
All right.
sounds like a fine idea today, doesn't
right?
it?
Right? It does. I'm hoping they'll think that after their practice tonight, too.
Megan, thank you very much. Appreciate
thank you.
You stopping by and continue the great work.
Thank you.
All right, Megan Lewis, the girls swimming and diving coach here at Washington. Thank you very much. And we're going to continue talking with some of the coaches here at the Tailgate Tour, coming your way live from Washington High School here on this Thursday afternoon, a hot Thursday afternoon as we get ready for Washington and Linmar football coming up tonight. And of course, we got a moment. And by the way, we haven't forgotten about Bowling Night in America. We will give you a full wrap-up.
But of course, yeah.
And, you know, usually when it means a full wrap-up, it means things went well. We're just going to leave it at that coming up here in just a little bit. Justin Decker and Matt Hatcher are over there. And we got Justin's attention. Making his way over here. And talk a little boys basketball with Justin Decker here. There you go.
How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Doing well.
Good to see you in the building, man.
It's been nice. It's a good transition to be able to see, you know, all the players throughout the day and just, you know, I guess just kind of make a new transition here at Wash. It's been really good.
What are you teaching here at Wash?
This year is just straight physical education. So I'm dealing right now just with the team sports this year. So
great.
It's been nice.
Tell us about the off season, the summer, the camps, whatever competition you had.
Yeah, actually started out the summer real well. Went to a tournament in Mount Vernon, beat a really good North Scott team with pretty much their whole team. So that was a good start of the season. And then like most high schools, they're kind of up and down just numbers-wise. We had a lot of guys you know, doing AAU, a lot of guys doing baseball, which a couple of my key guys are baseball players. Then we had a couple injuries that sidelined some guys. So it was nice because we're going to be really deep this year, so it gave a lot of guys opportunities to show up and kind of prove themselves as the summer went on. So,
well, last year you had, especially at the end of the year, extremely young team.
Yeah.
But you got a lot of guys back. You had a terrific sophomore group. I know you're going to be counting on. So, you know, you got to be, you're not going to have that target on your back, but you got to be really optimistic about the season.
Absolutely. I think, and the biggest thing going in year three is we actually have depth at every spot. And I wouldn't even say sometimes three deep at some spots. So I think the competition and practice is really going to feed us throughout the year. I don't think my first 2 years we got as good as some other teams throughout the year just in practice. So I'm excited about that. Obviously, the sophomore group having, you know, a conference championship under their belt, they've had that success. They expect that success. So I hope it kind of feeds the varsity program. And we got some guys that are coming back out that played as freshmen and sophomores that want to give it one more shot as seniors that I think could be potential impact guys. And we'll see exactly when that happens. But I am excited about the depth. Our numbers are looking like 30 right now to start the year. So.
Scott and I often talk between ourselves about the freshman and sophomore level, about how good a group this might be or this one isn't really quite so good. And then kids develop and things change. Do you see a lot of that in basketball?
Absolutely. Not only like physically, you know, getting bigger, faster, stronger, whether in our performance PE or just, you know, develop over time. But I think it's, again, getting them to play together year after year, you know what I mean? Because then guys tend to stick it through a little bit more even when they're not necessarily playing. And, I mean, I have some guys that maybe will come in their junior year and be behind, you know, some other guy. But I expect them, you know, to develop and be ready to go as seniors if they're not ready to go as juniors. And I think we see that with our freshmen and sophomores. Last year, you know, a freshman group, I think we have a really talented freshman going to be sophomore group. We just had some kids that didn't quite have that transition from middle school to high school in the classroom. And we've really been focusing on that this year to hopefully get those kids where they need to be when the season comes. But I think it's, again, it's chemistry and growing together. And you see the good teams in our league. They were good as freshmen. They were good as sophomores. And they continue to be good at the varsity level. So,
Well, it's always hard to get those non-conference games. Are you still trying to put that together, or you got it all taken care of?
Actually, yeah, we're set. We've been kind of set for a while. Had a couple of teams I wish we could have scheduled that came in late, but our schedule's been set. I feel good about it. We have some really good non-conference games that'll test us early. Obviously, we play Bettendorf, which we always do, a good Mount Pleasant team, which we'll be traveling there. And then we have some, you know, some games that I think will just be different type of teams that we played. We haven't played before, so that's always good as well. So,
Justin, what's your view of the Metro and the Valley this coming year? A lot of coaches say that'd be one of the best ever.
Yeah, and extremely balanced. You know, and I saw a lot of the teams this summer, sometimes with their key guys and sometimes without, you know, and it was hard to see any team really just dominate other teams. You know, obviously, you look at Iowa City West is still really strong, but not as deep, I think, as they have been in the past. And then, I mean, just even in Cedar Rapids, you know, with Kennedy and Jefferson, we saw and played this summer, it's not going to be an easy night, you know, and I think, you know, Senior is going to be really strong, you know. I wouldn't be surprised if they're a top five team, same with Cedar Falls. I mean, I'd put easily three or four of our teams in the top 10 in the state easily to start preseason. So it's always going to be tough.
Always going to be tough. And no, you like to run up and down, get the guys out on the court, and like that style of play. You're probably not going to change it up for this year.
Not as much, no. I think we're deeper, so we're going to try to pick up some tempo and press a little bit more. We're a lot athletic, especially in the guard positions, where I think we can really get up and press some teams. But we also have a high IQ team, you know, some kids that I think can execute, you know, so we may run a few more sets, especially in the half court, if we don't have anything in transition, because I do feel like we have some guys that can, you know, execute at a high level compared to maybe some teams that we're built more on just our speed and trying to get it up the floor. I think we do have some more high IQ type kids right now. So,
yeah, same staff.
Same staff. Yep, absolutely same staff. Still working on maybe bringing in another volunteer coach at the varsity level. Excited about our staff. We've had some coaches meetings throughout the summer and even in this, you know, fall, and I feel like we're ready to go. You know what I mean? And we're excited about the kids that we have. So.
Yeah, and now you see them every day.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's not a good thing for them. I don't know. They get to see me every day, but.
Well, yeah, it's good just to roam the hallways and just have them out there.
That's right.
All right. Well, Justin, look forward to the winter and the basketball season. Hard to believe it's right around the corner when it's 90 degrees like this.
It is. But, again, I tell our guys, we still almost got 2 months left. You know what I mean? So investing in the weight room, getting the extra shots up that they need, even if they are in another sport, you know, just getting a basketball in their hand, because we still got a lot of time to get better before, you know, practice rolls around. So.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Shout out from my point guard, Jabari.
There you go.
Football player.
Yes, and those football players stay healthy for basketball. That's the big thing. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll talk some wrestling right after this. It's the Tailgate Tour coming your way from Washington here on this Thursday right after this here on KGYM.
Because this year I'm going
O'Reilly. It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and check out store-wide savings, plus earn double points on over 250 items. It's our way of saying thank you. If you're not already a member, sign up today during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month. It's fast, easy, and free. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Dad, in a recent survey, Cleveland Clinic found that about two-thirds of men wish their dads had talked to them more about their health.
Do you want to hear about my health, son?
Actually, yes. If you have a health concern, Cleveland Clinic reminds all men to mention it to their doctor.
Even embarrassing below-the-belt issues.
Doctors have heard it all before, especially Cleveland Clinic. They're ranked number one in urology in the nation, and they've got answers to 10 questions most men are afraid to ask at clevelandclinic.org/mention it.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the gym class, KGYM.
Back with you here in Washington. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes with you here on KGYM. The Tailgate Tour coming your way for this Thursday. I think our final Thursday. We went Jeff, Kennedy, Wash all in a row. Thank you for having those Thursday night games. It makes it all a little bit better because Fridays they have half days here. at Wash, Jeff, and Kennedy.
Well, the teachers don't, if the students do. Right,
that's
Matt?
Right, that's right. Some of them do.
Teachers are going at it the whole way anyway. Mark, by the way, speaking of some of our great sponsors, you did some reconnaissance earlier on.
I'm always doing show prep, Scott. You know that. I'm talking to some of the vendors before we went on, and I'm a big Happy Joe's fan. And they are at every tailgate, and I wondered, not knowing how many students to expect to be rolling out the door, how many pizzas does Happy Joe's make? And you guess 15?
I guess 15.
What would you say, Matt Hatcher?
Well, looks like they're pretty close. 15, 20 boxes over there. So
it's 18. 18 large pizzas, yeah.
One for every hole of the golf tournament right there.
Their specialty is tacos.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, and one of our great sponsors as well. And, yeah, and we'll talk some wrestling here with Coach Hatch here, but, enjoy that pizza now, because some of them can't have that pizza.
That's about it. Yeah, it's about that time. They're getting close, so they're going to have to start watching some weight or start, watching the diet a little bit or adjusting that diet to get where they want to go. So, yeah, it's creeping up.
Creeping up. I think Coach Decker said like 2 months away before you get in the room and they get on the court, and it's not 90 degrees outside.
No, it might be in that wrestling room after we get going. But, November 13th is the day. So kids are getting excited. Coaches are getting excited. We're all getting ready here. So, it's coming up quick.
Remind us about last year and how it might translate into this year, Matt.
Last year, we only graduated a couple kids, two good seniors, though. I mean, good for the program, but we got everybody else back. We had some kids JV as well. So, I mean, this year, we're looking to fill that lineup. We got a lot of returns. Kids, a lot of good experience. So, if we can plug that lineup in a little bit, we'll be all right here. So it's going to be exciting. But yeah, we got 3, 4, 5, 6 kids that good experience from last year. It's about the same number of kids that got a couple years experience. So they're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to working with them.
Well, that's the big thing. I know you've been battling that battle to try to get all those weights filled in, and every year you make a little bit more headway and a little bit more headway. So maybe this is the year finally you get them all taken
care of. Yeah. It'd be nice. But it's been like that over the years. So we definitely try to fill those weights and do what we can. But we don't want to make kids make a huge sacrifice or having to cut weight, or doing something just for the team. We want to make sure that they're doing things that are going to benefit themselves and make sure that they have a good year. So, if we do have to forfeit those weights, we're used to it. The kids are used to that stuff. They know what their expectations. They know what we expect out of them. And all they can do is do their best. And then what happens in the end happens in the end.
Who are a few of those veterans that you're really going to count on, Matt?
Will Foreman's coming back. He's a four-year guy. He's senior. He'll be a four-year starter for us. He's two-time place winner. He had a pretty good offseason as well. He does a good job in the offseason just keeping wrestling or stays wrestling and goes to club things and then lifts weights and stays active. So he'll do a really nice job for us. We're expecting some good things out of him. Chris Karamitros was off to a really nice start for us last year, then dislocated his collarbone right when we come back in January. So he's been chomping at the bit to get back in there. We're looking for good things for him. Ty Johnson was another kid that was third in the districts. Aiden Abram was another kid, younger guy, 13-pounder, who was third in the district. So Jared Sherman was same way. He got fifth, but upset some kids, beat some kids that beat him throughout the year. Brooklyn Butler, same thing. So if we can get them all in the right rate classes and get their mind right here, we're going to be all right.
Same Ty Johnson that's making a lot of tackles on the football field?
Yeah, same guy. So we love those guys out there. We've always pushed multi-sport guys, so it's nice to look out there and see Ty, playing, having a good year. Jared Sherman, same thing. He's a two-way guy. Brooklyn Butler, same thing. He didn't go out last year, came out this year. But the kid's good. I mean, he's got a good-sized body, good-looking kid. So, same thing. Getting all these wrestlers out for things. And then we got Will Foreman, same thing. He's running some cross-country. So kids are staying busy. I think about everybody that we got on the squad is doing something right now. So whether it's cross-country or whether we're out for football, they're staying busy. So that's what we want.
That's what you want. And I know with Will, the sky's the limit, and I know he would love to get on the top of that podium on Saturday night at Wells Fargo Arena, and he's been close and close, and he's got the determination to do it, I know.
Yeah, he does. You know, the state tournament's a pretty unique monster in itself. You know, it's over the years, you just, you know, it doesn't matter if you're the favorite or you're the underdog. I mean, everybody has the same chances when you get there, and it's a postseason event, so everybody's looking forward to it. You know, you got to be at your best, and, you know, at that point, when there's 16 kids in there, there's always, you know, a lot of kids in that bracket. If you just put together a good couple days, you can put yourself on the top of that stand, but you got to believe in yourself, you got to believe in your training, believe that you can make it happen, and then, you know, put together a good tournament in the meantime. So there's some good things that can happen, but yeah, Will's definitely looking forward to it, and you know, we hope we can get him there.
What's your schedule look like, Matt, in terms of outside the valley?
We're trying to get in this Battle of Waterloo. We've been going to Bondurant right away. It was a good opportunity for us because we had some JV wrestling on Friday night, and then the varsity would come back the next day on Saturday. We won that tournament a couple times, and it served its purpose for us. It was good competition for us, but I think our kids now, they're looking for a little bit more. So we're trying to find something that first weekend. If we can get in that Battle of Waterloo or the first, second weekend, we'll get into that. If not, Williamsburg has a nice tournament there. We go to DeWitt as well. First part of the season, we kind of try to work our way into it. We work our way into things, kind of work the competition a little bit, get a little bit tough for us, you know, we get into break, and then after break, when we hit Clinton conference and things like that, Benton community tournament, there's a lot of 1A, 2A, 3A teams that have some good wrestlers, good competition for us. So after break is when we really try to turn it up and get ready for the postseason.
Well, it's time to, like you said, to step things up a little bit, and the Battle of Waterloo would be a big step.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it would. I think, you know, we've had our eye on that tournament the last couple of years here just to kind of see what happens and how it's ran and things like that, and it's pretty intriguing to us because it's nice to be able to get up there, wrestle some matches, you know, and then you get some relevant competition with however you do, you know, in that pool play. So you get a lot of good competition, a lot of good matches, and that's, you know, at that point, that's what you're looking for.
And getting, we've talked, it sounds like you're going to have some good numbers compared to what you've had anyway. Swimming's up, and Justin said basketball's up, so it's good to see kind of an uptick there here, Wash.
Yeah, it is. You know, I think the biggest thing for us, though, is we've had a few years where we have a few kids come out, and then, you know, about halfway through January, second week in January, it always seems like that's kind of when we start taking a hit for a variety of reasons. You know, a lot of times kids just, you know, they're think the season's getting too long, or, you know, I'm not on the varsity, or, you know, whatever the case is. But at that point, you know, if they don't want to be a part of it, we got guys that are in the room that you got to kind of concentrate on. So it's definitely not something that you want. People just keep dropping out of your program, and you know, whether you drop out and pick it back up or just drop off, we definitely don't want that stuff. But you know, at that point, kids get serious about it, so you got to worry about who's in your room.
Who do you have helping you in the room?
JP Graham, he's my head assistant. Him and I have been together. This is my 16th year at Wash, so he was here the whole time. He's a great asset to our program.
You were just wrestling a prairie a little while ago.
I was.
16
wow.
years?
Wow. I got a 25-year reunion coming up this weekend, so it's getting there, yeah. So, we got some good things going, so we're excited.
Yeah, JP, one of the few soccer/wrestling coaches that you find out there.
Yeah, he does a great job. JP, he gets in there every day. Every day he gets in there and he's rolling around with kids, and he's great to have in there because when he steps in the room, he just starts putting his hands on people and starts hammering on them. So it's nice to have. And then we got Larry Pilcher. He helps out as well. And Eric Speth are two guys that come from out of the building. They work with our JV. They do a really nice job. And then Scott Halapua, he came to us a couple years ago. He was working at Franklin and then just picked up a job here to work security. So it's nice to have another guy in the building with JP and I.
Do you have any message for our friend Mark Ironside?
Come and help us out, you know, run a couple practices if you want, you know. It's like you spend a lot of time over there at Prairie. Get over here and wash and make your rounds, you know, help us out.
Oh, he's a busy guy.
He is a busy guy, I know. Yeah, he's a stud. But anytime, you know, a guy like that could come into your room or make an appearance or, you know, talk to your kids, I mean, it lights their eyes up and things like that. So, I mean, he did a nice job when he was competing, and he's always done a nice job afterwards and running some camps, and he's great for the sport of wrestling. So I know he's stretched pretty thin, I'm sure, in the sport of wrestling. So, but, if we see him, it's always nice to say hi and see how you're doing.
Yeah, too. A couple months, he'll be a regular back on our show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Unless he asked for a raise and we couldn't accommodate him. I don't know.
he had a sick late model there for a while.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
A couple of those races, right? And pump that bunny up or something.
Yeah. But 25 years. You know, you get better. your 25th reunion like that. I mean, you win some of those matches that didn't go real well.
Yeah.
You didn't lose many, though.
No, we didn't. So that was definitely a plus there.
That'll be fun.
That'll be fun.
Well, we'll let you go. Enjoy the football game tonight. And always good talking wrestling.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, we'll take another break. Come back to Washington. The tailgate tour coming your way here on KGYM. Back with more coming up right after this.
Seeing you guys.
Conventional wisdom may tell you that a local community bank doesn't have the resources to keep up with the big banks. That's not true at Midwest One Bank. From mobile banking to text alerts to pop money person-to-person payments, Midwest One can meet your needs. Enjoy the convenience of opening your account online at MidwestOne.com and the peace of mind knowing you can speak with a banker at a local Midwest One Bank whenever you need them. It's high tech and high touch at Midwest One, where you're the one. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will, because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out carpentersunionapprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
We've reached it, the point where the only way to make Tuesdays any better is by having more boneless wings. That's why here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we've invented Boneless Tuesdays. It's a celebration where if you order boneless wings at full price, you'll get another of the same size for free. This works for dine-in or takeout. Every little bit counts. And on Tuesdays, every boneless wing counts as two. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. Valid only on Tuesdays while supplies last. Tax and gratuity extra. Additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Your car has lots of lights. You've got headlights, interior lights, the light that comes on when you open your glove box. But there's one light that's the pest of the bunch, your check engine light. And at AutoZone, we have the tools to help you troubleshoot the real problem for free. Whether it's something serious or something simple like a loose gas cap, you'll get a MyZone health report to help save you money and hassle down the road. So if your check engine light comes on, come on over to AutoZone and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I love going to football games. I'm Randy Moss, but I hate tracking down tickets.
That's why your man Charles Woodson has got you covered.
Nobody can cover me, Charles.
I meant I can get us tickets easily with Vivid Seats. Millions of tickets, all guaranteed.
Guaranteed, like Randy Moss finding the end zone.
If the end zone is where you want to sit, those are the tickets we'll get. Now, how do you want to pay me?
Charles, you already know. Straight cash, homie. Find your seats at Vivid Seats.
See guarantee terms at Vivid Seats.
Guys, hurry into JCPenney for the men's wardrobe sale. Rush in today and save 50% on select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and more, including big and tall. With extended sizes up to 5XL and 54 waist in-store and 60 waist at jcp.com. That's right, guys. JCPenney has you covered head to toe. Plus, stack on the savings and get your coupon on the JCPenney app to save an extra $10. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 9/14 to 9/17. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old-school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
And we're back with you here in Washington, the tailgate tour for this Thursday as we get ready for Wash and Linmar football coming up tonight for you here on KGYM. We'll have that at on 1600 AM beginning at about 7 o'clock, depending on the length of the sophomore game tonight. And looking forward to bringing you that, a whole bunch of sidebar stories to that one, and we'll get into that. We were talking about our good friend Steve Carter here a moment ago, which means we have a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away here on the program, and we're going to do that right now. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please don't call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, Kyle's going to get your information. And thank you very much, and enjoy your ice-cold Dr. Pepper. It's a 24-pack of regular or Diet Dr. Pepper. Plus, you get a some KGYM stuff, some Dr. Pepper stuff, including a KGYM pint glass, which you can fill to the brim with ice. and put your Diet Dr. Pepper on, Mark.
It sounds good about right now.
It does sound good about right now.
This table you put in the shade is now no longer in the shade. So.
Well, Grant's still in the shade.
Okay. It's more important our guests are in the
That's
shade.
That's right. Okay. Well, we can suffer for 20 minutes or so. You keep asking me what the time is, though. I don't know why that is. But Grant Schultz joining us, the activities director here at Washington in his second year. And second go around at things, and good to see you. Thanks for hosting us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming. Our kids look forward to it. Coaches look forward to getting on and being on the show.
And a lot of good students out here. They got all 18 boxes of Happy Joe's pizza taken care of, I think, very quickly.
Yeah, I think that took about 5 minutes, and that was gone. So,
most improvement between year one and year two.
What's that
for you? Most improvement between year one and year two?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I feel like I have my feet underneath me right now. And last year, starting the day before school started, was quite something. But I feel like I've adjusted well and feel like things are moving forward here in year two.
Yep, and it's always a learning curve like that. But I know things are moving along well. And we talked with the coaches, and sounds like numbers are up in a lot of the sports, so that's really good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one thing, you know, I've talked with the coaches and our directors about is keeping those numbers there, building our programs. We do have some low numbers in some of our sports. We dealt with that in softball this summer. We got a little bit of that going in volleyball right now, but some of our other sports are still up there. You know, football's got great numbers again. Swimming, I know you talked to Coach Lewis a few minutes ago. Swimming numbers are absolutely outstanding. So continuing to try to do that with all of our sports.
Yeah, we haven't had an opportunity to talk volleyball or cross country or golf. Those sports, I think, have competitions today.
Yep,
right?
Yep. So our golf team, we hosted our JV Invitational at Gardner this afternoon. So Coach Gettle and our JV team is out there. Our cross country teams are in Cedar Falls tonight. Competing there. I know they're anxious to compete and do their best, but they want to get back for the big game tonight. Our guys' cross-country team also heads to Ames this weekend, so they got another competition just a couple days down the road. And yeah, our volleyball team has made some strides this year, and they're not competing tonight, but we'll be again next Tuesday.
And, of course, other things going on as well. We'll see the band tonight again out at Kingston Stadium.
Yep, absolutely. We've got a pretty well-known band. We've got some great directors there. Our director, Jim Miller, and Joel Nagel do a great job with our kids. They got a competition, kind of a teaching-type competition in Johnson this weekend. I know they're looking forward to that. And they've done an outstanding job already early in the year. So.
What were you saying about the football coach, Grant?
He's a great guy.
Yeah, our football coach is very excited, and just like we all are, to get on the field tonight and get things going for our big homecoming game against Linmar.
Yeah, homecoming as well, and among the sidebar stories for this game tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess you could point fingers to me on that one. I was the one who scheduled the homecoming date and set that one up last year, but it's worked out well. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun matchup against Coach James, and so we're just looking forward to it.
Got to have homecoming sometime, though.
Absolutely. Short week for us, and it's been a busy week. Bonfire last night, parade and all that. Yep, got to have homecoming sometime, and here it is tonight.
Yep, and you mentioned volleyball going well. Cross country has had some very good meets. In golf, Denny's golf team is doing well, and then winter sports right around the corner, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you talked to a couple of our winter coaches, all of our winter coaches, you know, just like you always are this time of year, really looking forward to season getting underway. And I know we're still a good, you know, month and a half off. But our boys team, coached by Decker, Coach Decker, you know, really looking forward to it. Got some more depth this year. Same thing on the girls' side. You know, lost some good talent there, but feel like we've got some coming back and some with the younger kids as well. Our guys swimming program, most people know the history there. You know, finished fourth at state last year and look to do some similar things this year. So,
should mention as well the summer, the baseball team making it to the state tournament, first time in a while, and Coach Bruni's crew did a good job.
Absolutely. Coach Bruni did an outstanding job this year. You know, first time since 2009 we've been to state. Guys had a great year, and again with that group, we lost a lot of good seniors, but tons of guys coming back. You know, that state tournament game, a lot of fun, a little interesting though. You know, starting at 10:45 at night and getting done at 12:45 in the morning. But we made history, I guess, by having the latest game ever. But it was a lot of fun getting there, and I know the staff and the guys are looking forward to getting back there again next year.
You really upgraded your home field.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to give a lot of credit to, you know, our parents. Got together, our Friends of Warrior Baseball is the parent group. They organized, fundraised, you know, $250,000 to put into that field. You know, the new fencing, you know, laser graded everything, and it made quite a difference this year. It had a lot of compliments on it. Had a professional company come in that did, I believe, Kirkwood's field and a lot of other college fields, and we feel very good about what we have right now.
Yeah.
Yep, and things are going well. And we'll let you get ready for homecoming and the football game, Grant. And thank you very much. And on behalf of us here at KGYM and all our great sponsors at the Tailgate Tour, we have a check to present to you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys supporting all of our high school sports and Washington. So go Warriors.
All right. Thank you. And we're going to transfer right over to Coach Blue, I believe. We will get to the bowling scores coming up. Mo may want to know the bowling scores. I don't know.
Oh, bowling scores?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about bowling.
Well, no, we'll get to it.
I don't
we'll
know anything about bowling, but I'll take your word for it, though.
Well, first of all, you guys probably can't wait to get on the football field again, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the best thing that could have happened after last week is a short week, so we could – I mean, we didn't have any choices other than to just put last week behind us and just get focusing on Linmar. So, you know, if anything good comes from getting beat 56-0, and we've been beat. I told the kids, it's like, don't think that this doesn't suck for me too, but I have 20 years. This isn't my first butt whooping. So, and you get what you deserve sometimes. And not that our kids deserve to get beat like that, but we made too many mistakes against a good team to be able to expect anything less, and make no doubt about it, Bettendorf's a good team. They're not a typical Bettendorf team, but they're good. So, but we were in this situation once a few years back, and it actually was against Linmar. They beat us at our place 57-7, and we played them in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs and put the one on their 10-1 season, or 11-1, whatever it was. Yeah. So, you know, it's not the first time it's happened, but the kids will bounce back.
This date has been circled since Paul James took the Linmar job, and I don't know, are you ready for this night to be over? Are you looking forward to the matchup? You and Paul being such good friends and colleagues for so many years, do you hate a game like this? Do you love it?
It's a game. It's you know, yeah, it's a little. Whenever you go against someone that's been a mentor to you or that you worked for or with for so long, you know, getting a chance to show what you've learned, you know, yeah, there's something appealing about that. But right now our focus is we need to get a win. We need to win a football game. We got to get the taste out of our mouth from last week, and the only way we can do that is by, you know, getting a win tonight. And it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be a gimme. They've been in their games. I mean, they haven't been blown out yet. They're 0-3, but they're probably one of the better 0-3s if you look at their scores, you know, that there might be around, you know. So they're not going to lay down and it's like, oh, well, we're playing Wash, so, oh, we might as well not play. No, it's not going to be like that. They're going to be up. Linmar always plays tough, and it's going to be a physical game, and you know, both sides are going to be getting after it. So I'm just excited to see how our kids fight back after last week. That's the biggest thing our coaching staff wants to see.
And it's a short week, and it's homecoming. And, you know, so all those things piled upon one another.
Yeah, you know, the kids have been really focused this week. Homecoming has not been a distraction. We had four of our guys were on, you know, were nominated for homecoming. Two of them didn't want anything to do with it. So that was Andrew Todd and Jared Sherman. Like, they wanted me to tell our student senate people that they weren't allowed to go out at halftime if they made it past made it into the final round. I told Jared, there's only one person that can give that permission, and her name's Teresa Sherman. So
that was gonna Frank.
It's not Frank. I have nothing to do with it. But so they don't have to worry about that. Then we have two guys that will be in it, and it's okay. They'll handle it well. So hey, the kid's been great. So
it's not your first rodeo with the warm weather, Mo. What do you do differently, maybe in the last couple of days, to get these kids hydrated and whatnot? Are you not a big concern?
No, hey, it's, you know, we're going into week four, so you know the heat now. You know, when it's been so mild for so long, and then all of a sudden it heats back up. That's a little bit of a concern, but the kids know what to do. You know, we start talking about hydrating on Monday, so because you couldn't do it on. You know, Monday and Tuesday are the big days for that. Doing it yesterday would do nobody any good. So I don't think the heat's going to be much of a factor, because by the time we kick off, the sun's going to be down. So, you know, it's not a huge deal.
Yep. You've got some individuals having great starts to the year. Ty Johnson, one of the top tackle guys in the state of Iowa. Just up and down the line. You've had some injuries as well.
Yeah.
To try to get some of those guys back and get them ready for district football too.
Yeah, you know, we'll know. We kind of had a little setback last week with Parker McBride with his ankle. That'll be a game time decision whether he goes or not. I mean, right up to the last second. So he practiced a little bit this week, so we're optimistic. Then Cade Saylor, we lost him week one, and he might be ready to go tonight. So again, he's going to be another like last second. You good? Yes or no? So he's practiced this week too. So they're both looking all right. But we're going to be cautious with them. They would normally be two-way guys, but tonight they'll probably just be one-way guys if they do go. So.
Because of the familiarity between you and Paul, I'm sure you can detect tendencies for them and Paul on Washington's side, or is it a week you change up some things?
You know, tendencies, you gotta look at Linmar for what they are, not who's there. They are what they are, you know. They are what their run-pass tendencies say.
They're going to have a tight end drag in the playbook.
Yeah, well, yeah, who doesn't? I mean, anybody from the Paul James tree had. You got double cross, you got bootleg, you have those things. So, Whitey runs them over at Kennedy. We run some, and they're going to run some as well. So, you know, there's certain things we know to be ready for, but you can't spend a lot of time on the what ifs. What if they do this, or what if they do that, because it's pointless. So you got to worry about what we've seen and what they've shown so far, because we have three games worth of information. So you got to take it for what it is, and everybody always throws in a tweak. It's not everything, but you know, you got to be prepared for what you've seen, not what they might or maybe will do, you know.
Four games into it now as a head man here, and you're probably learning something new each week,
aren't
you?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, a little bit of ups and downs. You know, when you play, we played pretty well the first 2 weeks, and last week it wasn't an effort problem. It was just we had too many mental mistakes, and that's on the coaching staff and myself. We got to make sure we eliminate those things. The good thing about a short week is you really got to pare stuff down. So you don't go in with a crazy amount of stuff. You got to just take it down a little bit. What, you know, we're lucky. We spent all, you know, the weekend looking at what do we do well, what do we don't do well. You know, so like defensively, we haven't added anything, and we took some things out and maybe revisited a few things. And offensively, we pared it down some more, just to what can we execute and what can we execute well. And you know, try and do that from as many different looks as we can.
What's it like for you between now and the time you board the bus going to Kingston? Are you superstitious?
Who you been talking to?
Nobody.
I will say that I am terrible. I am terrible with super. I have to do the same thing for lunch every game day. Last week, I usually don't eat lunch here at school. I grabbed something from. I usually go to Emilio's, get my sub. Got to go to Come and Go, get my Dr. Pepper and a candy bar. Then I come back. Last week, I made the mistake. I ate an apple in between lunches. So I was joking with one of our cafeteria people. I was like, I'm not stepping one foot in it. I'm not coming anywhere near it. So, yeah, I'm a little ridiculous when it comes to that. I have to wear the same stuff. But but luckily, I have a very understanding wife who helps me have this probably bad habit of these crazy superstitions. But I've always been like that. I just like routine. And that's really what it boils down to. Most superstitions are about routine. Yeah. And I'm very particular about routines. It's been really tough not driving to games and riding the bus. Mm. That has been weird. I don't like that. I loved getting there for the sophomore games and watching that. And, you know, being around those guys, it just helps you kind of get into the game. You know, get ready for your own game. So that's been a little bit of an adjustment. But when I'm here, I'm more or less useless. Frank and Coach Wood kind of run the show. I'm just watching stuff, watching guys play catch, pulling a little bit of a glad hand with the kids and, you know, joking with them a little bit while they're, you know, catching balls and running routes and stuff. So.
Yeah. And above everything, it was a bad week, too, because the Giants lost to Brian White's Dallas Cowboys.
It was a terrible week. It was a terrible weekend. It was just awful. You know, our game on Friday wasn't great, but you can live. Then, you know, Wash has four guys down at Iowa State. And for them not to pull that one out, that kind of hurt. I was kind of, you know, I was had their number for a little bit, so I was thinking this might be the year.
And heck of a game.
It was, and I didn't get to see a minute of it. I was here all weekend working, so.
Julian did a good job.
Yeah, Julian, it's funny, when Julian was here, before he left, I was like, have they talked to you about kicking inside to either guard or center? It's like, no, I'm going to play tackle. I said, I got $1,000 says you're going to be inside before your career is over. So the first spring with Coach Campbell, they kicked him inside the center, but he couldn't play it last year because of the injury to Campo, so he had to move back out to tackle. But now he's back in at center, and it's a great spot for him. I know Iowa State's very high on him as a center, so I think they think he could have a pretty good future there. So, and it's just crazy seeing that, you know, and it'll be more interesting next year when – you know, maybe O's on the field a little bit more, and Landon Akers. Yeah, you know, and I know they were toying, was it going to be this year or next? And it's, you know, with the Landon kid kind of stepping up, moving from quarterback to linebacker, you know, they don't have to be in a hurry to throw him out there. And I know a lot of coaches rather, you know, if he's close but not quite there, I don't know if he's redshirted or not, to be honest with you. So I know him and the kid from Dowling, what's his name? A heck of a linebacker, and I can't think
about it. I know what you're talking about.
I mean, I thought Iowa State got the two best linebackers in Iowa last year down there, and to get them both, I mean, I think things are going to be changing around down there. Then Iowa did what they had to do to win, which was, you know, fun to see too, you know. It's good to see good football.
Oh, yeah.
The best game I probably saw, though, was Texas A&M UCLA. Oh, my Lord. I've been a defensive coordinator in that game. That is not fun when you think you got it put away, and then all of a sudden, here they come.
Yeah, and then that ball starts rolling down the hill.
Sometimes it's like an avalanche. Once it starts coming down, there's just, you know, put your hands over your head and pray.
Yeah. Well, we will see you later at the stadium tonight.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for coming out.
You bet. Thanks for stopping by.
All right, not a problem.
All right, stay tuned for bowling scores. Mark.
What?
Last night, Bowling Night in America, week two at May City Bowl, the home of Bowling Night in America.
Yes.
It was a good night. Well, you guys did better than I did, but it was a good team night.
Rusty Nails had a very good night. 4-0, won all three games in the series. Pushing the record to 5-3, that puts us in fourth place at this early juncture. But yeah, it was a really good night. And Rod Bruner led the way, 7-17. Nice job by Rod. But across the board, I noticed it's only 2 weeks in, but that's the high series in the league.
That's right.
So far, by about 100 pins. So we'll see how long that lasts.
It's early.
But a good team effort.
It was. We had good individual efforts last night. Not for us. I mean, yes, for us, but in the league.
We did indeed. Rob Kolar. You might know Bob Kolar, a fixture at Kennedy on the bench, a good friend of ours. His son Rob, 300 last night. He had one last year as well. Roger Taylor just missed with a 299.
You have the 271 average.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it proved on it.
But I can't remember whether. Yeah, Rob had high series too. Rob Kolar, 733. Mm-hmm. Roger Taylor right behind. So yeah, it was a good night. Derline Scale and Barry's Lanes, both 8-0 in the league. How about that?
Derline wasn't going to be down for long.
No.
Yeah, and the Derlines all lining up there, generations of them, and doing a great job. And the early start, the 8-0 start for Barry's Lanes, that's a biggie.
Fun night, good night. It's a tough time of year for Rusty. He's still playing golf. He's still out with his buddies.
Staying up too late.
Early in the second game, he just is beat. I don't remember what he had, but his average is pretty low for him.
He was blaming a lot of people. Blaming a lot of people that took him golfing in southern Iowa.
Oh, he'll be back. He'll be back.
All right, thanks to Grant Schultz, everybody here at Washington High School. We're going to get ready for Washington and Linmar football coming your way tonight on 1600 AM at 7 o'clock. On the FMs, we have Thursday night football between Cincinnati and Houston. See if Rick Swann's Bengals can turn things around coming up tonight. And that will be at 7 o'clock as well. Back in the studio tomorrow, John Krant will join us in the Pick 6 coming up tomorrow as well. For Mark and for all our guests, Scott Unash saying so long. Thanks for listening to the Tailgate Tour on the Coach's Corner on KGYM.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league. But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and equal housing lender.
For many businesses, hiring is tough, which makes it critical to choose the right place to post your jobs. You need qualified candidates fast and on budget, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Independent research shows Indeed delivers 6 times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. There's been no announcement yet from the Texans, but all signs seem to point toward rookie Deshaun Watson getting the start at quarterback tonight against the Bengals to kick off week two. Both teams are 0-1. Bengals rookie wideout John Ross could make his NFL debut tonight. He missed week one with a knee injury. Ross was the 9th overall pick in this year's draft. The Astros will learn more soon about center fielder Jake Marisnyk's right thumb injury. Manager A.J. Hinch believes it could be serious. Marisnyk got hurt last night against the Angels. On the baseball scoreboard, the Diamondbacks lead the Rockies 6-0 in the 4th. A.J. Pollock with a 3-run double. Finals, the Cardinals beat the Reds 5-2. Tommy Pham with a 2-run homer. The Red Sox beat the A's 6-2. Andrew Benintendi drives in 3. And the White Sox drill the Tigers 17-7. The Indians try for their 22nd straight win tonight in Cleveland against the Royals, the only longer winning streak in baseball history, 26 in a row by the New York Giants in 1916.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
In baseball, a smooth swing is the best way to get a hit. And in bourbon, a smooth taste is the best way to win over fans. Larceny Wheated Bourbon does just that. It's made with more wheat for a smoother taste. Our master distillers hand-select only the finest barrels for a true small-batch bourbon. Get caught in the act. Unlock the smoothness of Larceny Bourbon today. Larceny Bourbon, Bardstown, Kentucky. 46% alcohol by volume. Think wisely, drink wisely.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories,
Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant sandwich. You know, they're just 2 for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I got 2 croissant sandwich, and I get one of this guy.
I'm like, who are you?
I'm the guy that just paid for your breakfast.
That's my favorite guy.
You guys, the croissant sandwich deal is 2 for $4, made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for $4 only at Burger King. Price and participation vary. Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant sandwich.